Hello and welcome. My name is Vicky Haspels, and this is a brief explanation of the Morning Pages, a simple tool to unblock and clear the pathway for your creativity. Anyone can be helped by doing the Morning Pages. Any walk of life, any job that you do, whatever your lifestyle or life choices, accessing your creative nature helps with problem solving, helps with clarity of thought, and helps you feel like you are more in control of your life. The Morning Pages are simply this. You take three pages, a pen, and empty your thoughts onto those pages, longhand writing. There are no way that you can get it wrong. It's not an art or art form. It's not journaling or poetry. You just write down what comes to mind and that's it. The Morning Pages are negative, fragmented, angry, self-pitying and boring thoughts. And that's exactly how they are meant to be. There are a couple of things to keep in mind though, when you are going to do your Morning Pages. Guidelines, rules if you like. Allow enough time in the morning to do your Morning Pages. Three pages, it can be three pages that you just do and pop into an envelope, or you can keep a notebook. I would recommend keeping your notebook as small as possible, like A5, and you just keep writing three pages every day and adding to it. Do your Morning Pages before you start your day. Before you even get out of bed and make your breakfast, have your pen and paper handy, write your three pages, and then off you go. Do not go back and look at your Morning Pages for at least 8 weeks after you've started. So this is a commitment to yourself. Nobody is allowed to read your Morning Pages but you. And that's why Julia Cameron recommends that you don't look at them for at least 8 weeks from commencement. The Morning Pages are a collection of the negative, subversive thoughts that block your creativity. These thoughts stand between you and your creativity. These thoughts are disguised as truth. They are not the truth though. Remember, when you look at them, when you hear them, when you pay attention to them, if you find yourself going down that rabbit hole, the thing that's going to help you or save you is to remember that thought is not true. As you learn to recognize the negativity, as you learn to recognize these subversive thoughts, you become smarter. You think, okay, I'm not going to listen to that. So just remember that the negative thoughts will get smarter with you. They are quite deceptive. And when you do the Morning Pages regularly, you will be able to recognize this deception. In her book, The Artist's Way, Julia Cameron names this negativity or negative voice the censor. And she suggests that you create an avatar for these negative thoughts so that you can objectively look at them and say, well, okay, that is my avatar, or you can give your avatar a name or a personality. And that makes it easier for you to process the information and see the negativity and self-pity and all those sort of subversive thoughts for what they are. And you can look at them outside of yourself or with your objective mind. Once you get into a practice of doing this, you will realize that this voice, this critical voice, this avatar that you've created is not the voice of reason, but a blocking device. And that's what the Morning Pages will help you realize. If you don't know what to write, then write that. Just pick up a pen and write. Just let all the rubbish tip out, even if it's three pages of, I don't know what to write, I don't know what to write. I don't know what to write. It's said that these thoughts come from the primitive brain, or the old part of us that is us, the survival brain, that prevented us from just blindly stepping into new situations. It made us aware of our surroundings. But in these days and times, it's not really such a critical tool anymore. It's not something that we need constantly and regularly. It is still part of our critical thinking, but it's not necessary when it interferes with our creative processes and creative thoughts. So what's in it for you? What's in it for your commitment to writing the morning pages every day? And it is a commitment. It is something that you will need to make a deal with yourself to do in order to pick up that pen every day. I can guarantee you, I promise you, that if you stick with it, you'll have access to your innate creativity. You will find that little sparks of your creativity will start to filter through when you are writing down your negative thoughts. You will start to see, after a while, inspirations will start to turn up, and that will show you that it's working. You will be much more confident in your decision making because you will be able to recognize when that thought is an untrue thought. And that's something I'd like to stress to you again, is to remember the thought that comes through that is negative or derogatory or critical is not the truth. Please remember that. That thought is not the truth. You'll also gain more control over your life simply because the decisions that you make and the way that you experience life will come from a much more conscious position. You are much more conscious about how you're feeling about your surroundings. You are much more conscious about the way your thought processes work. And you're much more in control of how you react to those thought processes. You are actually more connected to you. And this is the other thing. Your intuition, not your instinct, your intuition starts to get stronger and stronger. And you will actually begin to feel that divine power that is your birthright, the divine power that connects you to the world of spirit, that knows your path, that knows your journey. And this is what the morning pages will help you along to find. So give them a go. See how you are with that. It doesn't hurt to try. And you will find that you can access, as I said to you previously, your creative processes, your creative problem-solving self, your creative brain, and you'll be amazed what starts to filter through, and you might even start liking yourself. Anyway, I'll leave that with you. This morning pages, just a reminder, is an excerpt from the book The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. You can find it in your local library, or if you want to, if you love it so much, you can buy it yourself online or in all good bookstores. It's been around for a long time. I'll sign off now. My name is Vicky Hasfels. Thanks for joining me. With love and goodbye for now.